Welcome to the Faber Firm Show with my sidekick, John Zimmo. Let's talk about John, about this past weekend's boxing.
Yeah, we had boxing. A couple of fights. Yeah,
yeah, that was from California and on HBO, and they were two interesting matches. You had Lucas Matisse.
Mm-hmm. And fighting the next Thai wonder, Tirat Karam.
Yeah, and Tirat Karam had like 38 fights.
Yeah, he looked like he was going to be some. I mean, he came over.
He had like 20-some-odd knockouts.
No, exactly. I'll tell you, after that Rungvisai fight last year, I wasn't going to count out any Thai fighters anymore.
Yeah. I was like, you know what? I'll see what this guy's got.
But
I guess he didn't have it. Because
he did not have it, no.
No, because Lucas Matisse came out there and gave him a run for his money. Ended up stopping him in the eighth round. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that fight got a lot of flack for being boring, and it was. But Matisse still, he impressed. He showed up, and he did his job. He did what he had to do, and not every fight's going to be entertaining, but sometimes you just got to get through it, and Matisse did. So.
Yeah, exactly. He did a good job, mm-hmm. and Argentina was very proud of him winning that night. They had the Argentinian flag out there.
Yeah.
And the fans,
they
had a lot
they
of...
should be.
They were a lot of... Yeah, of course. You got to be
course.
Proud of the guy.
He yeah.
did. You know, he's bringing up the name for his country in Argentina. He became the welterweight... WBA
champion.
What is
that called? The champ, yeah. And
he was the...
It
was
Keith Thurman's the super champ.
Yeah, but this is a WBA...
And he's the world champ.
He's the world champ at the WBA, so it's a little confusing when you got the world champ
confusing.
And the super champ. But there's a little controversy about who's really the world champion.
There's a lot of people that...
Well, you got Keith Thurman, the welterweight champion.
He is.
And
he's a unified welterweight champion. He's got that and I think the WBC, right?
You got WBC, yeah.
Yeah.
You got a couple of good welterweights out there.
Oh, my God. We saw Spence last week.
Earl Spence is the IBF champion, welterweight champion. So you got...
And Jeff Horn.
Jeff Horn, the WBO champion. Yeah, Spence is IBF champion. And Keith Thurman, the...
Welterweight looks good, man. And Lucas Matisse kept that going. We were talking about welterweights all last week because of this, and he's keeping it going, man. The guy knows what he's doing, and I'm looking forward to an exciting division.
Yeah, it's a lot of
But the undercard on that fight was what was really exciting.
Well, the undercard, you know, was really one of the veterans out there, Jorge Linares.
Yes, sir.
Who fought this kid.
Gilberto?
He fought Gesta.
Gesta, that's right.
Gesta.
It's a G.
Mercito Gesta.
Mercito Gesta.
For the Philippines, the Southport, came out there like a Manny Pacquiao.
That was a slugfest, man. That was fun.
He looked pretty interesting, I mean, but his only loss was to Miguel Vasquez back in 2012, where he lost the decision. That was his only loss he had 6 years ago. So, you guys said, well, maybe the kid has a little something that he can surprise Linares. But Linares was a little too quick for him, good combination. He was throwing that straight right hand, good left hooks, and a good combination and great defense. And the stamina, I mean, Linares, you can see he was in excellent shape.
Sir.
He was not even rocked one time. He got hit with a few punches, but nothing.
Mercito looked good. He didn't look bad. He just didn't have the speed. You couldn't contend with that Linares speed.
You know
that
what it is? The experience. That Linares brought to
You've been
field.
In that many battles, and you've done that many times.
You know.
It's a wisdom.
Yeah, you know, he took Gesta to school, really. Gesta is a promising fighter from the Philippines.
He is.
He has some skills, but nothing to really make anybody or play like Linares.
No, there wasn't a lot of power in either one of those fighters' punches, but it was enough to disrupt you. When you're getting hit that many times, that fast, then you don't need to be a knockout artist. Sometimes it's just... You can't really think when you're just getting peppered like that.
Right, right. Well, I'll tell you, I like to see Linares against Mickey Garcia.
Mickey Garcia, yeah, it should be a good fight, man. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, Mickey Garcia would be a good fight with Linares, you know, for the lightweight.
I agree.
But, you know, Mickey Garcia looking to move up to 140 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's going to be inside.
So we'll see how it goes with
that. Yeah. He's a decent fighter.
Yeah.
You know, now you got a lot of fights coming up in the welterweight division we mentioned before.
We did. We got a lot of fights coming up in the heavyweight division. It's we're about one full month away from these starting to tee off.
Yeah.
It's going to be Wilder in the first weekend in March, right?
Yeah. Then you got David Benavidez.
David Benavidez fight. Didn't they get postponed?
He's fighting Ronald Garville. And Benavidez fought about 4 or 5 months ago, 6 months ago at the most.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a split decision, a win for Benavidez. He got dropped in the last round.
I watched that with you. Yeah, that was a good fight.
Yeah, he got dropped by Garville. And it was a tough fight, a great fight to watch. And I got to put that back on. That'll be February 27th. Yeah, the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas, the boxing capital of the world, guys.
Yes, sir.
He getting one fight after the other. This year we're starting off real good because 2017 was one of the better years.
2017 is one of the better years in boxing history. And this fight, I mean, and then this year is already kicking off good. Yeah. I mean, really good. The Errol Spence fight was so exciting to watch. Well, and then we got these two big heavyweight matchups.
Yeah.
We've got all these, I mean, all these welterweight matchups. We got Superfly 2 card coming up. We got a lot. 2018 is going to be exciting, and it already has started off so, and I'm hoping it doesn't disappoint, man. I don't see how it could.
You know, all the networks are putting out some good shows together.
Oh, yeah.
ESPN, and you got HBO, Showtime, and PBC. They're all putting out top-ranked main events and putting some good fights together.
With when you see all these fights that are on, I mean, with Terrence Crawford's last fight, Manny Pacquiao's last fight, these are all on ESPN.
Yeah.
I mean, we've never had this kind of transparency in boxing. Plus, I mean, incredible podcasts like this one, especially this one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Boxing fans.
Yeah, years ago you had, back in the 70s, 60s and 70s. Yeah, a lot of fights on TV.
I don't remember that.
You weren't even born yet. But anyway, it was the golden era of boxing, and it looks like it's coming back. You got a little more promoters popping up all over the country. And if the states...
In other countries. Eddie Hearn.
Yeah, Eddie Hearn.
I mean, not that he's a small promoter, but still.
He signed up a couple of fights. He signed up Danny Jacobs.
Yeah, he's got good guys here even.
And he got a couple of good fighters. So it's going to be interesting to see how it comes along.
Actually, by the way, guys, we're coming at you here from Fire Rock Steakhouse in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's a nice spot, and we definitely want to shout them out. Thank you for having us here. It's a big deal for us, so it's really cool. Thank you.
Fire Rock Steakhouse in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's like one of the hot locations here in the northwest side of Las Vegas. And I tell you, the fans that come here, the guests that come here, they love the food. And we have our general manager, Linda, who's doing a great job here.
The bartending staff is incredible, I have to say. Really.
John is one of the, he's the manager behind the bar here. And that's how I picked him out. That's why he was so good in sports. I said, you know, I would bring you on my show with me. And then you got the owners, Mike and John, and they're from
Wyoming.
Wyoming.
I got that wrong. I'd be in trouble.
Nothing. They're Wyoming.
The other Fire Rock's in Wyoming, and they also have places in Montana. They're from one or the other. I don't know.
That's good. So that's.
I hope they don't watch this.
They'd be watching it.
Yeah, I know.
If I come in next week, I don't find you in here. I know what happened.
Yeah, they'd be like, "How dare you not know where I'm from?"
But anyway, it's a great location. We hope to be doing the show here at least once a month.
Mm-hmm.
And It's a good place to chat with all the fans. The food is fabulous. They open 24/7. For you fight fans or you people listening out there, Las Vegas, when you get out of the airport, when you come into the airport, the terminal, off the plane, first thing you see is slot machines right there. Okay? You come here to the steakhouse here, you got slot machines at the tables. Mm-hmm.
We have 15 machines. We're non-smoking. It's a really high-end gaming bar. So if you want to come in, have good food, enjoy dinner with the family, or just drinks with the guys, or play some slots.
Yeah.
It's a good place to do it.
And if you want to come by and do some shopping, you go to the convenience stores, the gasoline station. I'm not going to mention the name, but you go in there, they got slot machines in there.
It's everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's crazy.
They don't have them in the churches yet.
No, not yet.
To collect money.
No, they would do nothing. Yeah, exactly. They don't want to compete.
But it's funny, man. But I want to thank George and Belcher for being with us today.
That was awesome.
The tallest man in America. And we got to keep that title to the tallest man in America. And we think that George Bell brings a lot to the table. We're going to be doing a lot of things. You want to reach out to George Bell, contact me, Joe Cortez, on Facebook. And we'll make sure we make arrangements to get you wherever you're at. But anyway, fight fans, we got some fight fans, Argentina.
Well, there we go.
And Mexico.
Lucas Matisse.
Saludos en Mexico y Argentina. Aquí estamos en Las Vegas. I got to say it in Spanish for you.
Good.
For my fans out there. Estamos aquí hablando del boxeo. Ya sabes, Lucas Matisse, tenemos que darle felicidades y bendiciones porque ganó el título para el país de ustedes, Argentina, y se vio muy emocional y bien agradecido de conquistar la corona de peso welter. Y en México ya sabemos que hay muchos boxeadores de los mejores. El que trabaja conmigo con ESPN Deportes, Julio César Chávez, Juan Manuel Márquez, con ESPN Deportes. Pero tenemos también tantos gran boxeadores que están peleando. David Benavides, que se pelea febrero 27 contra Ronald Carville, La Revancha, aquí en Las Vegas, en Mandalay Bay. So si pueden, tienen chance de mirar la pelea o venir aquí a Las Vegas, aquí estamos.
Well, okay? There you go. Yes, I'll tell you, you just got another shout-out from the U.K., and I got to tell you, you get a lot of shout-outs from the U.K. I think you're more popular than you give yourself credit for. They like you out there in the U.K.
I got a lot of fans out in the U.K. I got some fans that don't like me so much because of the Ricky Hatton fight. But you know what, guys? Hey, Ricky Hatton, when they do clinching, we say no clinching.
And if you have any more questions on that, Joe addressed that directly, that and the Victor Ortiz incident about 2-3 weeks ago. We had a podcast, so make sure you go back and watch some of our old ones. Because it was really cool watching him dive back into the history of some of those controversial decisions.
Yes.
Hearing it from the man himself got really exciting. So.
But what happens sometimes is the fans think that fighters can get away with certain things. And, you know, I told the fighters, keep your guards up at all times. When I pull time in, and whether I'm looking at the timekeeper to make sure the time is in, Victor Ortiz went to hug Mayweather for the third time. Mayweather said, Joseph, time in. Boom, boom. And you know what? Larry Merchant said it best. It was a legal sucker punch.
A legal sucker punch.
And Victor Ortiz, we love Victor. He's a good guy. He's a friend of mine, too. We've been together many occasions. And, you know, he's doing okay for himself. I love
him. He's in movies and stuff.
Yeah. And he's a good guy. We love him a lot. And we have Ricky Hatton that's doing pretty good training some fighters.
Yeah. He went through a dark place, but he climbed out of it, and he seems better for it.
Well, I think he's a nice young man.
And a great champion from the U.K. I mean, that was a guy who really...
The U.K. should be very proud of Ricky Hatton. He brought a lot of excitement to the fans in boxing.
That was one of the biggest fights. I mean, that was one of the biggest fights, hype-wise, was that Hatton-Mayweather fight. It was huge.
It was
this undefeated phenom from the U.K. coming to fight our undefeated phenom. And
but what happens is that in boxing here, when there's a excessive fall like Saturday night, this kid from Thailand, Kareem, who fought
Lucas Matisse. Yeah.
He was holding. And the referee, I'm surprised the referee didn't take points. Yes, excessive holding is uncalled for. And if you're inside and you're in the clinch, you're throwing punches on the clinch, it's okay. But you can't get out there and hold just because and rough up your opponent by holding. You can't hold him. It's not a wrestling match.
And look what happened to Rigondeaux versus Lomachenko. They had to end up taking a point. That happened so many times.
Yeah, they were taking that. He was holding, because constantly holding. And the referee deducted a point, you know. And Rigondeaux, you saw what happened. He quit after 6 rounds.
Yeah.
He quit in the corner.
Yeah, and Lomachenko.
I remember, like, Roberto Duran when he fought.
Yeah. That was Sugar Ray, second time.
Sugar Ray Leonard, the second fight. Out of nowhere, he just decides, I'm out of here.
Goodbye.
He couldn't.
My God.
He said he was something wrong with his stomach or whatnot.
He had a million stories for that. Yeah, that was crazy.
To this day, a lot of fans are saying, how can he call it Nomaz? He was one of the great champions.
He still was great. I think sometimes
he came back again and won the middleweight championship.
Exactly.
Beating Iran Boss, of which I was the referee.
Is that true?
Yeah.
When he came back and reclaimed his?
Yeah,
when that's exciting.
He regained the middleweight championship. Remember, he was the best lightweight champion in the history of boxing.
Mm-hmm.
People said, you got to go to Roberto Duran. And you think it's somebody else out there, you know, but a lot of fans say Roberto Duran.
I rewatched his fight this weekend against Kamagachi. Was it Kobayashi? Against Kobayashi, and it was a masterclass.
Yeah.
It was so good. And that was back when he was really young. It was exciting.
Yeah, well, boxing brings a lot to the table. We'll try to bring you as much information as we want to give you, because every week we have something. You guys keep answering the questions. You want to know more about what's going on.
Yes.
We're here to share it with you.
Please reach out to Joe Cortez's Facebook and ask us questions throughout the week so we can come in and answer them on the show, because this is exciting.
Okay, fans, we get to see you next week. Take care. Joe Cortez, my sidekick, John Zimmer, with the Fair But Firm Show. We love you guys. Hey, this is a knockout. Protect yourselves at all times. I'm fair, but I'm firm. Touch them up.